land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is Monday, March 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the third and final hour. While I was down here in Florida communicating with the entire board of the Michigan Conservative Union, it's a statewide organization that has been pushing for education to the Michigan public since 1975. This organization started by Norm Hughes, who worked for Ronald Reagan when he became president in 1980. Norm ran for Congress, had President Ronald Reagan's endorsement, did not prevail because they split the vote. They had a couple of conservatives running. Well, Norm didn't win, nor did the other conservatives win. And the Rhino establishment candidate won and went to Washington, D.C. But Norm was appointed to Reagan's cabinet and served for Ronald Reagan the entire 8 years he was president of the United States, staying very active in Michigan while living in the Metamora area with his wife, Susan. Started the Michigan Conservative Union. Well, their board had to make some decisions after Norm's death as to whether or not to continue the organization, the website, and their annual conferences. And it was determined, because I reached out to them and I said, guys, if an organization is not growing, it's dying. You need to recruit county chapters, regional chapters of this organization. It is a good organization. It's got a good foundation that Norm Hughes created, and his legacy needs to be carried on. So as a result, their board voted unanimously to make me the director of membership and media. I will be the spokesperson for the Michigan Conservative Union, and I'm going to be recruiting chapters in every county in this state. They vet candidates. They get information out to people, grassroots people that need to know the truth, to need to know what they need to do to get conservatives elected. While they're nonpartisan, they definitely push for conservatives to get elected. Now, frankly, I don't know that many conservatives in the Democrat Party. I'm probably the only one. But the goal is to get the conservative values, morals, principles out there. Russell Kirk from Michigan, famous for pushing conservative agenda items. Norm Hughes, well, it's time for us to continue the tradition. So if you're interested in opening up a chapter of the Michigan Conservative Union in your county or your region, get a hold of me after the show. Now, we've already recruited one new chapter, Genesee County. Denise and the other folks down there are fed up with the Republican Party. Genesee County Conservative Union has been formed. Over the weekend, I spoke with quite a few people down in the Huron Valley Conservative Union area, Washtenaw, Livingston County. Mike, perhaps listening right now from the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus that Dennis Moore started years ago. They're going to be part of this movement. And we have an event coming up. I'm going to tell you about it in the next segment. You need to save the date and put it on your calendar. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
My favorite truck driving song. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Every single time I got a load assignment to get back home to Miss Vicky, I played that song over and over and over again. I was going home. Yes, all this time out on the road. Patriot Brian Pannebaker, who will be speaking at our event, save the date, the Hobnobbing Networking, little bit of a social gathering on Friday night, May 31st, with a full day conference. I believe it's going to be 9 to 5 on Saturday. It'll include lunch for the Michigan Conservative Union. It's going to be in Lansing. So, if you would like the photo texted to your phone to remind you to save the date so you can put it in your calendar, just text me MCU for Michigan Conservative Union. MCU. Text me MCU and I'll send you the save the date meme that they've put together. This will be absolutely a phenomenal event. So far, I've got Patrick Kobach confirmed, Dave Ajima, Brian Pannebaker. There's a election integrity person. Dr. Phil O'Halloran is coming, and also a guest speaker from Virginia. And they're looking for a big keynote speaker right now as we speak. We'll see who we can get, but this is going to be a phenomenal event. This is going to be a Billy Graham circus tent revival type event. It will be outside. We're going to get a huge circus tent. We're going to have chairs there for 500-600 people. It's going to be huge. And if you want to learn more about Michigan Conservative Union, go to the website, MichiganConservativeUnion.org is the website. But it's going to be huge. We're going to have new county chapters there. Genesee County folks will be there. Huron Valley folks will be there. I'm talking to others. Monica Feebing and Nikki Coons are talking about doing a regional Northwest Michigan chapter. I've also talked to some people up in the UP already, and I've also talked to some folks down in Ottawa, Kent County. We're going to fly under the same conservative banner. This is going to be huge. Now, one thing you have to understand, this, without a doubt, will be the biggest patriot gathering of conservatives in the state of Michigan this summer, right before the August 6th primary. So I've got quite a few people texting me, MCU. I'm sending it out to you guys right now as we speak. I also want to give you Michigan Conservative Union .org and the Union .org. That's the website. Tickets will be available there soon, if not already. I'm not really sure. And basically what the website says is that the Michigan Conservative Union, they are, without a doubt, the number one education movement in Michigan. Their mission is very simple. Spearhead the advancement of conservative values, policies, and movements in Michigan through education and action. That's part of my time that I'll be speaking to the folks there. Is what can we do this year to take action that will affect the November 5th, 2024 election? Now, we will be back home Thursday night. Friday, I'm going to the post office. And if you want the cards, many of you have already gone through your 100 already for a $21 donation. Go to acconservatives.org, donate $21. When I get home on Friday after doing the show on Friday, I will go through the donations, get your name, your street address, email, put it on the spreadsheet, and I will mail the cards out to you. The 9/11 spread the word cards. Nonpartisan, they're not Republican or Democrat values. These are American values. We need to put these in 100 people's hands, asking them to talk to 11 people and ask them 11 questions. It's very simple. Get them to simply think not to feel emotionally about personal issues, but get them to think intellectually about policy. We don't need to talk about abortion. We don't need to talk about gay marriage. We don't need to talk about LGBTQ, XYZ. We don't have to talk about any of that. We talk about things that are affecting Americans. The economy, inflation, the price of gasoline. I could not believe the price of gasoline coming down, folks, from Michigan. We got to Royal Oak to drop Mr. Snoop off at our daughter's house in Royal Oak. In Royal Oak, Michigan, I don't know what's going on there with the Costco, the Kroger's, BJ's, all these other gas stations within Royal Oak. We got gas. We filled up the Yukon in Michigan for $2.96 a gallon. As we came down I-75, making it through Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, we bought gas for below $2 a gallon, or $3 a gallon, excuse me, $2.96, $2.89, $2.70, all the way until we got to Florida. Florida was the first state that we paid $3.19 at the Walmarts in Fort Myers. Then I filled up on Saturday, this past Saturday, getting ready to head back home. We got it at the Costco for $3.24. $3.49, $3.59, $3.39, all over the place. Well, between Gas Buddy and Costco and the Walmart store, we were able to get it cheaper. How do you feel about these high gas prices? And guess what, folks? It's getting worse. It's getting worse. They say that because of these boutique blends that the refineries are going to have to start refining starting April 1st, gas is jumping 40 to 50 cents a gallon almost overnight. Unbelievable. Well, continuing on with MichiganConservativeUnion.org's website, their vision, preserve and promote truth, justice, courage, and honor as the basic foundations of our American Republic. This is the longest-standing conservative grassroots organization in Michigan, founded in 1975 by Norman Hughes, who was part of the Reagan administration. One of his biggest legislative things that Norm did, the tax limitation amendment into Michigan's state constitution. That was known as the Headley Amendment. Norm told me personally, we were at a restaurant. It was after one of our meetings regarding right to work. He told me that he was sitting at the kitchen table of Kirby Holmes in Shelby Township, Michigan. Now, Kirby Holmes, folks, was a politician in my area, Macomb County, Shelby Township, back in the 1970s. Kirby Holmes was my little league baseball coach. My dad, who died in 1966, talked to Kirby Holmes when he was coaching Little League. Ford Field, over there in Van Dyke, Brian, at the Proving Grounds, you know exactly where I'm talking about. Kirby Holmes coached me on pitching. My dad did as well, hitting. I learned how to hit the left field, center field, right field, call a field out. I could hit any pitch to whatever field you wanted me to because of Kirby Holmes. He sat at his kitchen table with a napkin. They didn't even have a legal pad. He pulled out a napkin with an ink pen and wrote out the Headley Amendment on a napkin. Norm Hughes did with Kirby Holmes in Shelby Township where I grew up. That's how long Norm Hughes has been involved in Michigan politics. Well, he was the basic founder of Michigan Conservative Union. They had numerous spearheaded multiple grassroots campaigns regarding conservative values, ultimately ending in the passage of Right to Work in 2012. They got pictures with Norm Hughes with Ronald Reagan holding his arm up for victory his wife Susan in their home there in Metamora. And of course, Norm sitting on a wooden bench holding, I believe, one of their little small dogs. All the women that have been involved in the Michigan Conservative Union is long. The list is huge. Linda Wildern, Janice Daniels, and many others are part of their board. Join the Michigan Conservative Union. Help restore and protect conservative constitutional values. Membership benefits. Ongoing, no fake political updates through our news, posting, and publications. Exposure to leaders with in-depth political experience. Expansive networking, friendships, and resource development. Association with other Michigan strategic partners. Special events for the purpose of educating and promoting conservative governance. Opportunities to participate in all of our MCU activism and successes. Well, they asked me to carry on Norm's legacy and unanimously voted to make me director of membership and media. So again, if you'd like this flyer, just text me MCU. I will take that under advisement. Kim, Downstate Kim, possibly a great keynote speaker. Senator Warns, W-A-R-N-S. I will reach out to him. I appreciate that. Oh, did not know this. Interesting text message. Dave, I was on the MCU committee with Norm years ago. I miss him truly. He was a true conservative. He actually helped me get elected to the RNC. Norm was way ahead of his time. That came from Dave Agemuth via Barb. Now, this is interesting. Gas reports, as I've been talking about gas, below $3 a gallon all the way down here until we hit Florida. Rick is in Livingston County, Genesee County. Their local Kroger's is $3.75 a gallon. At the same time, Randy Walker up in Brutus, $3.75. Yeah, we don't have any price fixing going on in Michigan, do we? We go from Brutus, northern Michigan, all the way down to Livingston, Genesee counties, and it's $3.75. Well, I can guarantee you I'm filling up in Royal Oak. Absolutely going to fill up in Royal Oak on Thursday. I'll give you a field report as to what I had to pay on Friday's show. But it's coming, people. The prices are going up. How do you feel about food prices? I could not believe the price of food down here at restaurants. Unbelievable. Fort Myers, not cheap when you're on vacation having really nice meals. I can tell you that. We found a little Italian place last night. Two of us had just a normal dinner, an entree with a salad. And did we have an entree? Did we even order an entree? The Italian place last night. Yeah. Or an appetizer. No appetizer. Oh, yeah, we had dessert. Yes. Vicky had creme brulee and I had tiramisu. $75. Yep, not cheap to eat out down here. I got a couple other recommendations for the keynote speaker. We'll get to those. Final segment, or no, final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.